This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Hours after the U.S. Supreme Court declined to block a Texas border enforcement law, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has done just that. The statute would allow local law enforcement to arrest people suspected of being illegal migrants. Local judges would be allowed to order a migrant accused of a crime to go to Mexico. The law is being challenged by the ACLU of Texas, the Texas Civil Rights Project, and the Justice Department. Former President Donald Trump has won Arizona's presidential preference election. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports.
Trump has enough delegates to formally claim the Republican nomination. This is the third presidential cycle in a row where Trump will be the GOP nominee. Still, Republican voters in Arizona got their choice on the ballot, including all of the GOP candidates that have since dropped out of the race. In November, the country will face a Trump rematch with President Biden. Despite winning Arizona in 2016, Trump lost the state in 2020 to Biden by just 10,000 votes. Independents, which make up 30% of registered voters in the state, are not allowed to vote in the state's presidential preference election, making actual support for either candidate particularly difficult to measure based on Tuesday's results. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, Phoenix.
Donald Trump and President Biden won primaries in Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio Tuesday. Trump also won in Florida, which did not hold a Democratic contest because Biden was unopposed there. Meanwhile, Ohio Republicans have chosen Trump-endorsed businessman Bernie Moreno to challenge incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown in November. President Biden is still promoting his domestic policies designed to help the low-income and working class as he campaigns through key Western states. Biden told an audience at a Las Vegas community center that he wants to offer incentives to help more Americans buy and retain homes. The president also condemned his predecessor's remarks about Jews critical of the war in Gaza.
I never heard a president say the things that this guy has said, but the difference is he means them. He means what he says.
Biden is responding to Trump's declaration that Jews who vote for Democrats hate Israel and their religion. Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to hold interest rates steady today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
There's not much drama about the Fed's interest rate decision today. The central bank has clearly telegraphed that it plans to leave its benchmark rate unchanged, where it's been since July. Markets will be watching, though, as members of the Fed's rate-setting committee issue their quarterly forecast of where they think rates will be by the end of this year. Back in December, the average committee member was projecting 3 quarter-point rate cuts in 2024. Since then, the job markets remain strong, while consumer spending has slowed a bit. Inflation has been gradually falling towards the Fed's target of 2%, but during the last 2 months, price hikes have been stickier than forecasters had expected.
Scott Horsley reporting. This is NPR. Heavy fighting continues in northern Gaza during day two of a raid on a hospital there. The Israeli military says 50 Hamas militants were killed at the site, while the Hamas-led government in Gaza says those killed were civilians. Thousands of patients, medical staff, and displaced war victims are trapped at the hospital. Meanwhile, a new UN report warns of vast starvation in Gaza. A group of runners and walkers has completed a 200-mile journey from western Arizona to Phoenix. As Gabrielle Pietrazio of member station KJZZ reports, the group is protesting a tribal community's extraction of lithium.
Hualapais rejoice right outside the Arizona State Capitol after an arduous journey that started almost a week ago in the town of Wickiup. Ivan Bender is the organizer of the Protect Hakam Way prayer run. Hakam Way is a hot spring in the Sonora Desert. Bender and the Hualapai tribe are concerned with possible water contamination and the desecration of this sacred site.
Through a prayer, we're here to come here and bring something nice, a voice.
This month, the Australian company, Arizona Lithium, inked an agreement with the tribally owned utility, Navajo Transitional Energy Company, to develop an open-pit lithium mining project. Gabriel Pietrazio, NPR News, Phoenix.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Tuesday's gains. The Dow added 320 points. On Asia-Pacific, market shares are up a fraction. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Planet Oat. No deep thinking here. Planet Oat oat milk is rich, creamy, and an excellent source of calcium with vitamins A and D. Also, Planet Oat's unsweetened varieties have 0 grams of sugar. Visit planetoat.com for more.